My husband and I are happily married, in a hot wife marriage. We lead a modest lifestyle, certainly nothing lavish, but more simple and straightforward. We both make a fair living, and we try to save where we can, but splurge here and there. So spending over $3,000 to get fucked during just one night is definitely a splurge. Just recently, my husband had a business trip on which I tagged along. Typically, we like to extend these trips so we can have a play date with a stranger in a new city. His work pays for the majority of the trip, so it helps with the overall costs. But for fuck dates like this, we tend to splurge and go all out. Not for dinner or show, but for me, to get bloody primped and pampered, to get prepped and brutally fucked by a guy I hardly know. You see, I'm a girly girl. I love the pampering, the relaxation, the feminine nature of all of this. I feel proper chuffed at my own preparation. The luxurious treatment and tranquility is only contrasted by the brutal pounding and moaning that awaits me in only a few hours. Deep tissue massage, $210. Detox body wrap and exfoliation, $220. Hydration and nourishing facial, $215. Waxing, $80. Meditation private session, $50. Manicure and pedicure, $250. Blowout, $80. Professional makeup artist, $200. Back upstairs in the hotel room, of course, I'll have the perfect outfit to change into. The dress would be the tightest and skimpiest of things. It'll hardly contain my tits, and my cleavage will be on full display. And the length? Short enough to barely cover my ass. In fact, I'll have to constantly pull down and adjust it so not to reveal the bottom of my ass cheeks. Paired with my only designer heels, of course. Red-soled stiletto Louboutins. Their height will scream slut and catch the attention and envy of all the patrons at the bar. Dress, $120. High heels, $950. Returning back to the hotel room with my date, any decorum or propriety that I once had has been stripped away from me. The thirsty stares, the judgmental comments, and lustful men quickly validate my role for the evening. A bespoke fuck doll. A man's play toy. And as such, I should dress for the role I have prepared for. Strappy black heels. Lingerie. Suspenders. Stockings. My uniform for the evening. To be fondled in, groped, manhandled, fucked, used, discarded, forgotten. Lingerie, suspenders, and stockings, $300. Hotel room, $500. Room service, $140. The next morning, the room looks like a complete mess. Sheets disheveled, furniture knocked over. I'm bloody knackered, spent from the marathon fuck session. My body was absolutely pounded, pummeled, annihilated by my date. That deep tissue massage and body wrap was quickly undone in a matter of moments. My professional hair and makeup ruined by my hair being pulled, saliva running out of my mouth, ropes of cum painted on my face. My throat so sore from his punishing face-fucking. My only reprieve is when his dick slapped my face, allowing me to catch my breath only for him to restart moments later. The lingerie is torn, stripped away from my body. It's replaced by our sweat, our passion, our lust. Perhaps a red smacked bottom. A marks from his hands, a reminder of his strength. And his grip on my waist, or around my throat, and my holes. No, they weren't even mine anymore. They're his. His reward, his conquest. His dick mercilessly pounded them, stretched and gaped to his liking, tailored and molded perfect to fit him. As we leave the hotel room, I'm now this worthless slut, stripped away of any meaningful value to him, discarded like a used condom. Sure, he'll parade me around, showing off his trophy to the morning gawkers. I'm dressed completely inappropriately for this time of day. Skimpy dress, sky-high heels, hair disheveled, makeup a mess. Yes, I recognize those stares, overhear those judgmental comments. They think I'm this worthless slut, without any decency or self-respect. But on the contrary, I feed off this. Their stares, comments, they all motivate me, energize me, fill me with purpose and value. I'm ashamed yet proud, empty yet fulfilled, worthless yet respected. And for this reason, the money we splurged for all this is worth it.